That completes our public hearings for the evening. Our next item is other business. We have five items of other business this evening. The first one being Nassau Feed and Grain Incorporated, commercial site plan on Nassau Road.
This is a preliminary commercial site plan for a maximum four-story, 60-foot-tall office, retail, and storage building. It's located on 3.94 acres. This item was deferred at the January 9th, 2014 meeting for receipt of comments from PLUS. The building footprint contains 35,200 square feet with four stories. The total square footage is 140,000. 800 square feet, 8,800 of that would be used for office and retail space on the first floor. The remaining floors would be used for storage. The site zone C1. All setbacks have been increased by 1 foot for each foot that's over the 42 feet requirement. There are 109 parking spaces provided. There's 13 of those spaces within the front yard setback, which are subject to site plan review. Ingress and egress is off of Nassau Road. There's no direct access to Route 1. Project would be served by central sewer and water. It's not located in a flood zone. There are not any wetlands on the site. The final site plan would need to contain a landscape plan for the 20-foot highway corridor overlay zone, unless you would waive that since it's on the overpass.
That downslope?
It'd be on the downslope. You wouldn't see anything, basically.
Yeah, okay.
If you did grant preliminary approval, final approval could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals. We previously provided you a copy of the site plan, and most recently we provided you copies of the PLUS comments and the applicant's response to these comments. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, shall we thank you, Mr. Burton? This is in your vast area of responsibility.
It is, and I've read the TAC comments, and I'd just kind of like to open it up to hear the commission's comments. But one of the concerns that I have is I see Nassau Road is, you know, with this and other developments happening along Nassau Road as a coming commercial area, or somewhat commercial area. And, you know, nothing is really commercialized yet. And there is 73 spaces are provided and are required, and 109 are provided. And I don't see the reason for the 13 in the front yard setback with them being able to move them around to other spots in the site. Those are my comments. Anybody would like to chime in?
I'd be happy to, Mr. Burton. And I think in this situation, I'm in full agreement about the concern about the front yard setback with parking. It's, as the commission knows, that's frequently an area of concern for me. And when we have a basically virgin territory with front yard setback, I don't see why we should be setting the stage to create a domino effect for other projects to have front yard setback, have parking in a front yard setback, because this one has it. So you start here, and as Mr. Burton says, then it opens up for adjoining properties.
There's no apparent hardship, because there's been overabundance of parking. I can't imagine that it would be a hardship if those spaces were eliminated.
And you know, it's not like we're causing a reduction in the size of the building. And I believe this is one of those that's under the 60-foot height limit. So as it is, perhaps they've squeaked by with getting 60-foot, because who knows what's going to happen with the height ordinance. So I don't believe in giving away any more gifts.
Okay, anyone else?
Great. I think I'd say I'd honor Mr. Burton's comments about the and Mr. Johnson's, that they've got plenty of parking spaces, and at 13, the front yard setback might not be what we'd want to do here. I believe we have a subject application coming up along, on Nassau Road probably within the next month, and you know, we don't know what they might be asking for their parking.
Well, I think it's a good point, a point well taken, that the parking in the front yard setback, as you said, Mr. Johnson, it is not a precedent we want to set. It certainly doesn't appear to be a hardship, doesn't throw them into a variance. The project could be approved without them, so I think you certainly can move to approve it, eliminating those spaces.
Would I need to have a motion for the landscaping buffer waiver? Because I don't see any reason for that.
You should probably make that.
Put it in your motion.
Yes.
It should be in your motion that you're waiving it.
Okay.
And but you can take the spaces out and then do that waiver all in the same motion.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the commercial site plan for Nassau Feed and Grain on Nassau Road, subject to the applicant revising the plan to eliminate parking in the front yard setbacks. However, motion for the removal of the landscape buffer on Route 1 being removed. That's okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just that is eliminated. Once the change has been made, the site plan can be approved by staff.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Nassau Feed and Grain Incorporated commercial site plan on Nassau Road with the stipulation stated in the motion and with the provision that the final approval shall be by the staff subject to receipt of all the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.